Did he have any pets?
Goldfish. He had goldfish. And we had turtles. Because we couldn't have a dog. It was an apartment. And
the goldfish have names? The turtles have a name?
What he had, I can't really remember the goldfish. And the turtles, of course. And Daddy was the one that used to go off with them. They put them in a matchbox, you know, the old, the cardboard ones, and over to the park. He knew where they were all buried. And the last one fell out the window, and he took care of that. He had it in the bathtub.
How did he get out the window?
I don't know what happened there. Did he have him out on the fire escape and he fell out? I don't know really what it was. But he had a big fish tank. Lady downstairs had a fish tank with her little boy, and that's what he wanted for his birthday, and he got it.
Where did he go to grammar school?
He went to Good Shepherd the 8 years.
What subjects did he like?
He didn't like the girls' department. He didn't like the girls' department. He couldn't get out of there fast enough because he had some rough teachers. And when he
What's the girls' department?
Well, they had them separated. And the girls, was it 1, 2, 3? Yeah. Fourth, then he went to the boys' department with brothers. So he was glad when he had the brothers.
For teachers, you mean?
Yeah. The others were nuns.
They were tougher on him?
Not tough, because he was never misbehaved. His first grade teacher, we were up at an affair up at Good Shepherd, and I asked one of the nuns that was the assistant principal, I said about Sister Corinne, and she said, oh no, she left the order. Because when you went up after the first, I guess, I don't know how many months you went to, you know, to get like how they are doing. And quiet, but very babyish. Is he an only child? I said, no, he's not. Oh, he has others. I said, yes, three sisters. Oh, well, that's why. I said, well, what would you like? I'm someone that's misbehaved and running around. I didn't care for her. So then he went to two more rough ones. And he said afterwards, his mama was never so happy to get into the boys' department. And he had the brothers.
The brothers, yeah.
And that was
What was the subject he liked or didn't like?
He was good in everything, let's put it that way. He was a good student, very good.
What did he do on summer vacations?
Well, Daddy never had summer vacation. It went by seniority, so we never had a... He never had a summer vacation, so we just went off as a family to Rockaway or beach. So we did get up to Lake George and up to North Pole.
And what's that?
The North Pole for Santa Claus is up there.
Oh, that's right.
And then...
Where's that?
It's around the Lake George area.
I've heard about that, yeah.
And... That was
it. He must have enjoyed it a lot.
Most of it was Rockaway, and he liked swimming. But
he liked the beach a lot?
He did, yes. He liked the beach.
I saw some pictures of you folks at a pool somewhere. Some community pool. It was a very nice pool.
No, well, what happened, he wouldn't go away. I'm surprised because Caitlin and, well, I guess the little guy goes too. But he wouldn't go to camp.
He didn't want to go.
He didn't want to go to camp. We joined the Boy Scouts in grade school. But I said, they have it nice. No, he didn't want it. So then we had I Spy, they called it. It was run out of Good Shepherd, two of the brothers. And they would pick them up outside the school. I said, I'd be up there to... I'll go up with you and put you on the bus, and I'll be there when you come back. Nope. So then my girlfriend found a place up, and we got on the bus, I guess 5 minutes, 10-minute ride, and it was Kelton's. It was a private pool, and that was great. he get up in the morning and have his, and he, we gave him, they got, you know, you bought chits, I think, or something. So he stayed up there all the time.
Where was that?
Huh?
Where was it?
It was right on Broadway in Inwood. He just got on the bus and he was up there in 5 minutes. It was called Kelton's.
Pictures I saw was a nice big pool.
It was a big, yeah, it was a big pool. So that he went into, and that was it. But summer, Daddy never got summer vacations until he was near retirement.
Oh, he eventually did.
Yeah.
How did the family celebrate holidays?
Just family, just ourselves.
Which was Joseph's favorite holiday?
He never said. He never said what it was.
He enjoyed them all?
He enjoyed them all. He was a very happy boy.
What did he do in the winter for fun? Did he like the snow?
Off with the over to Inwood Park. We were right, really across the street from the start of it. Isham Park, they called it first. And then we went on to... Of course, he had a bicycle, and he had ice skates, of course, for the Keltons would freeze over the pool, and they went ice skating.
He could sleigh ride around there anywhere?
Sleigh riding, yes, yes. Of course, we had Inwood Hill Park. There's a lot of hills over there. Had that.
Did he ever get into any mischief as a youngster?
No, he was a good boy.
Good kid. He went to Power Memorial High School. What subjects did he like? Do you remember any in particular?
No, he never said, just...
Did he participate in any activities?
The only activity was with track. He started with track and good in power. I think he was in track and Good Shepherd for maybe the eighth grade. But then he went on, and it was lucky. There was mischief all the time, I guess. They used to have problems. The brothers used to have to take them from Amsterdam Avenue and walk over to the independent train all the way over. Of course, there was two public schools that were giving the boys trouble. But then he was lucky, he got into track. And then after school, they went over to Central Park. And I guess that's where they practiced or what.
Do you know what kind of track he ran? Was it short races or long races?
Long races.
Yeah. You said they had trouble with, what did you say? They had trouble with one of the other schools?
No, they had, Power Memorial was on, that's what I know, Amsterdam Avenue, and it was quite a walk over to the independent subway, the 8th Avenue subway. And there was two public schools, I think, and trouble was. So the brothers used to escort them from Power all the way over to the train station.
Because they were rival schools and they had fights.
A rival, exactly. But then, as they say, Joseph joined the track. So he'd stay down there till brother came back, and then they'd be off to Central Park, wherever they ran.
What did he do outside of school? Any particular hobbies? Was he into... music or building anything? Or?
No. He was studying and just going off with pals. And they never got, thank God, never got in mischief. He always had good friends.
Did he get any medals with the track?
He did, yes. And
what are some things, did he do anything with his father?
No, Daddy was, as I say, they were working and slept days, yes. Because he was the only one around when any emergencies came up. Daddy was in sleep, and we'd wake him up to take mothers to the hospital for our babies. That was it. But it was quiet. And he never hung around with he never had a gang. It was...
Any teachers or... you said he was in the Scouts. Did he become a Boy Scout?
Boy Scout, no.
Just cubs.
Cub. He wouldn't go. He wouldn't go to. I said, why? I don't want to go. I said, well, why? The why was that he didn't have to go. You don't have to go to camp. No. So no part of Boy Scouts then. And he was an altar boy, as I say. Father knew in the summer that Joe Levy doesn't go away, so he had all the funeral masses. He was there, and he was a good altar server. Of course, he was only this size. I never thought he'd grow to be the boy, the tall boy he was. And I used to have to take him over in the snow. And now we either, both of us got there. It was only a block and a half, but we got there.
When did he start getting taller?
I don't forget now, because I remember they were talking. Joseph said to me one day, "Tell Brian." I said, "Brian, I never worried about him. He was always the first one online, was scouting and with the processions if they had them." But then all of a sudden he shot up. But I think it was, I guess it was more or less near the senior year in high school. But I never worried about it because his father was what? Joe was 5'11", I think.